Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, where a successful game plan starts with the right players, the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Bottom of the hour, Rob, this will be fun. We got John Kennedy Horn, who is the former manager of Mike Tyson. And as you all know, Tyson's got his big fight coming up this summer, I think June, with Jake Paul. Tyson will be 58 years old when that fight takes place.
July 20th,
I'm sorry. So we will get to talk to John Horn about this and see what he thinks.
We'll get him on the horn and see what he thinks about it.
Going back out there in the ring. Rob, quickly before we get to the topic, I got two words for you. John Calipari.
What, losing to Oakland?
Rob, what is going on?
This is Oakland University that's in suburban Detroit,
yeah.
Right?
The used to be Division II not that long ago.
Yes.
What is going on? And Calipari is a great recruiter.
They're down, Chris, six and a half to go?
This is ridiculous. And I get it. This is what March Madness is about. They're upsets. I'm sorry. They're already talking, and Calipari always seems to be on the hot seat, right? Lately,
with all the talent that he's had, Chris, ridiculous. He's won one championship. Right. Anybody sitting there could win one championship with the caliber of players that he's had. For real. You can
Anthony
win it by,
Davis,
by accident.
Anthony Towns, by Derrick accident. Rose, John Wall. It's just, I mean, this, and I like, you know, I covered Kyle when he was the coach of the Nets. I like Kyle. But this is ridiculous.
I can't wait to hear you guys rip them on First Things First tomorrow.
If gun to my head, I think they're going to come back and win. But, hey, they're down 7 with 8 minutes left. Yeah, so we'll see.
There's plenty of time. There's plenty of time. I'm with you, though. Calipari, when you think about, like, his talent pool, Chris, it's like he's Jim Boeheim, too. 2.0.
Very simple. Chris,
Jim Boeheim with all the talent.
And Boeheim didn't have this type of talent.
No, he didn't. But he coached for 50 years and won one championship.
Right.
5-0.
Was very similar, as you said, because Calipari is going to go down as like a legend.
Right.
Even if he never wins another championship. He is a phenomenal recruiter.
Right. At one point, remember?
Game coach. I mean, come on. It's just, he ain't getting it done.
It's crazy, and You know, we talked about Tom Izzo hasn't won a championship, Chris, in 24 years. Like, right. It's
but
unbelievable.
He hasn't had this talent either.
No, Calipari is on a different level. Yeah, no. The talent is so good, but I'm just saying some of these great coaches who don't win a lot. That's all I'm saying.
They win every year, they're good, but as far as championships, and that's kind of what you've talked about is the one and done, though. I got to give, you know, like, it's tough in the one and done scenario, but the great ones get a few, they get a couple. Right? They get more than a couple.
You got to get right.
Krzyzewski got what, five?
I didn't even realize.
Robbie Knight, I think, had three.
That Greg Campy's still the coach at Oakland. When I worked there, Chris, Greg Campy's been there for a long time.
Golly, that's a long time.
Yeah. I've been here 8 years, you know, in L.A. Greg Campy's probably coached for 30 years.
There when they were Division II.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time. I look it up, but Greg Campy, I swear he's been a coach there for 25, 30 years. He's been there for a while.
All right, well, let's get to football, Rob. And Deion Sanders talked about, I think, do we have sound of it? Yeah, Deion talked about how he is, NIL, Colorado doesn't have quite as much NIL money and funds to give out as the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the bigger schools or the better programs, I should say. But Deion's got a plan for countering that. Here it is.
I've really pretty much done a personal survey. I really, truly, in all my heart, believe that parents don't want me at their house. They want to come see my house. They want to see how I live, how I get down. They want to see what I got going on, what God has done in my life. I know when I was in college, I did not want Bobby Bowden in my house because I knew at the 7 o'clock it was going to be rats and roaches on parade. I have never heard one guy say, I chose this college because this coach came by my crib. Have you? I can't do the things other coaches can do. You know why? I'm Coach Prime.
What you think, Rob?
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you go to recruit somebody, Chris, and you're asking them to take their 18-year-old kid to go move somewhere else and guide them and whatnot, I don't see that as an issue of someone coming into your home. That's the ultimate. You know that. You don't invite everyone into your home. But if someone's going to be a part of what you would consider your family and you entrust someone to take care of your kid when they go off to college, I don't look at that as a bad thing at all. I don't. To sit there, Chris, is kind of like when you get married, right? Or you're ready to pop the question and you talk to your wife to be your fiance, you know, when you ask for the hand in marriage from the parent or the, you know right. what I mean, the father-in-law to be or the mother-in-law, you know, if the father's not there, whatever. Right. But you go speak to him, you go to the house and you want to have that conversation. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did. You didn't do that?
Mm-mm.
No.
My mother, my wife is her dad. Their parents were divorced when she was a little baby. I just popped the question when I was ready.
But you know, people do
but
it.
But I get it. Yeah. I expect it. And I think it's going
to
happen.
I was going to say,
when they come to my house.
Chris, I'm telling you right here and right now that if there was something where they don't come meet you and Crystal.
Oh, well, we know.
No,
we,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
in that moment to say, I want to marry your daughter. You know what I mean? To make that to
I'll
you.
I'll say this.
In I believe they'll be at your house.
We know my daughters are both in serious relationships. We know the men well. If one of them, like, they went out on a special date and asked them to marry, I would not be upset. No, how close we know them. Like, we know them. They've been dating for a while. But I still think they may come to me like that. But I'll say to Rob what I did, and this is for all you fathers out there. When my girls were in high school, they started dating. Anytime they went to a date, like a prom or homecoming dance or something with a guy, or were starting to have, you know, a little relationship, like over a little time, I met with the young man one-on-one. Like, we would meet at a Starbucks or something like that. Just me and him, not my daughters, nowhere around. And I'm telling him, I expect my daughters have been raised a certain way. I expect them to be respected. I don't want them being pressured into doing anything they don't want to do, all of that stuff. And I think that's good. Like, because I thought about, like, if a father had done that with me when I was dating young girls, it would have made an impact. I mean, boys going to be boys. You know, you got hormones, but it would have made an impact on me. And so that's, young fathers out there still do that. Still do that.
And let me say this before you get to the other point. Greg Campy's been there, Chris, 40 years. Yeah, since 1984. Hey, unbelievable.
They might have been Division III.
Yeah, 40 years coach. I can't believe it when I looked it up.
He doesn't look that old.
No, he's 68. So he was 28 when he started. 40 years.
He's done a good job. To Deion's point, though, I'm friends with – we're both friends with a lot of ex-players and stuff. Lawrence Funderburk, you remember, great player in college and high school in particular, played 8 years in the NBA. He told me, right, he was from a poor housing project in Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, he was the third-ranked player in the nation in high school. And he's told me when he was being recruited – he never had a coach come to his house because he was embarrassed about the state of his house, you know, the poverty.
I understand. Okay.
So I get that. I mean, if you like, you know, if you got a nice house, maybe your family's middle class, whatever, that's different. But I think that's what Deion's getting at. I mean, he kind of said it himself with the, you know, roaches and rats and all that stuff.
I'm hoping so there's no roaches and hoping there are no rats.
Right. I think that, there are some people that, you know, they aspire to, they already look up to Deion, but they aspire to have the type of things he has. And so I do, look, some people might be turned off by it, some parents, you know, but I do think a lot of people, and Deion, you know, I think he's well respected, you know, and I think it could be effective for me. It's not going to get everybody.
And the other thing is, everyone's not going
to have a problem with him doing it that way.
Yeah, everyone's not going to be Deion and make money like that and make the league. You know what I mean? So I just think there's a connection kind of thing, Chris. If you don't really, you know, when you're making a visit to the parents and you might have seen him, scouted him, talked to his coaches, and this is like a formal thing where you say, hey, I want your kid to come to school at whatever school, Colorado, you know, and this, that, and the other thing, and I want you to know what kind of guy I am. And, you know, aside from what you see on television or you hear on sound bites, do you know what I mean? Like, well, there's a certain degree of that.
So, like, I mean, if I was a senior in high school, and I'm being recruited by various schools, and Deion Sanders invites me and my parents out to his house, pays the, you know, for it and all that, to, I don't know what the rules are regarding that, but
yeah, I don't either.
Right. To go out to his house, and, you know, and then he makes a pitch, and he's obviously gonna talk about, you know, he'll talk about more than sports. You know that, right? He is interested in developing young men and all that character. But I think it would be impressive. Again, it's not every now going to get all the recruits, but I do think something like that would be impressive. I think a lot of people would look at it as, wow, he invited me to his house. Like you said, kind of coming into your house, there's also kind of a respect when somebody invites you to their house.
There is.
You know?
Like if people, and you know this, like if you never go to their house, it's kind of like a feeling like, why can't you come to my crib? You know what I mean? Like, if someone were to turn...
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a disrespect.
Right. Like, you never invite me to your house.
Exactly. What is that about? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, that's the most intimate thing, Chris, when you let somebody into your house.
Yep.
That's when you know you're on a different level. Would you agree with that? Right?
Yes, I would. And that's why I think it's a good thing he's doing. And I think, you know... I mean, I don't know. Some kids, Rob, is going to be who's giving me the most money. Others, this will impress them, and it might get him some of these kids. We've already seen that, you know, even when he was at Jackson State, the HBCU, he was getting some of the top players. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. What do you think about Deion Sanders' recruiting strategy of having kids and families come to his house rather than going to their house to recruit them? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. If you want to weigh in on John Calipari, Feel free.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know what?
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Oakland up, Rob, 70-65, and you may be a little bit ahead of my stream. They're about to hit. Is he going to hit the next free throw? Yes, 70. Oh, he's got another one.
And then he missed the other one, so 71-65 with 3.5 minutes to go. Still a lot of time in college basketball, as you know, Chris. But
they haven't cut into that lead.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like they've shown up and made shots, which is really incredible.
This is terrible though for college. I mean, I'm sorry. Come on. All right, Fox Sports Radio's bracket challenge, speaking of upsets, is live. See the standings and get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotel, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. 877-99 on Fox. Deion is bringing recruits into his crib, which we know is spectacular. Your thoughts?
All right, Josh in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
You too, man.
I think these coaches really want to get to know who these kids are. They take time out of their schedule. They go to the kids, see where they were brought up, talk to their high school coaches. I respect everything Deion did as a player. I do not see Colorado as an elite school, elite program, and I think Deion's overrated as a coach. I don't think he's going to be one of the great coaches in history.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's quite a tall order for him to be one of the great coaches in history. We'll see how that works out.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, Rob, at this point, Colorado's not a top program. Nobody thinks that. But I also think, though, there's the other side. And you look, I don't know, Rob. Does Deion just not want to, you know, do all that traveling, the recruiting? And, I don't know.
That's part of it, Chris, because I talked to some coaches, and they don't like the recruiting, Chris. Or, like, one person once told me, said, there's nothing worse than having to go to somebody's house and beg, Chris. That's exactly
an
the word.
18-year-old, right?
Yes. You're in their living room begging them, you know what I mean, to come to your school. That's what it is. John in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, you know, I think from a player's standpoint or a recruit standpoint, like, you want to go to the coach's house. Like, you want to get around that program as much as you can to really see what's going on, right? Get the vibe from the players. Get the vibe from the coach. Like, at the end of the day, football team, you're probably like one of 100 players roughly. So, you know, the coach can come to your house and say you're great. At the end of the day, you're one injury away from that coach probably not really caring about you all that much. So the more you can spend around that program and really see if it's a good fit for you, I think that's ultimately best for the player. So, go, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know that going to Deion's house brings them any closer to the program. They, you know, they obviously get their tours and they meet players and so on and so forth. But you know, like we said earlier, it is something when somebody invites you to their house.
It is.
There's an intimacy there.
There really is, Chris. You know the people have been to your house. I don't care what anybody says. Chili Tim in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chili Tim?
Yo, what up, Rob? What up, Chris?
How are you?
What's up, bro?
I'm good. Doing good. My Tar Heels, you know, they handle business today. Rob, we're going to take down Michigan State Saturday. So
okay, there you go. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not a big Michigan State guy.
He's pulling for him just like you.
No, I'm not.
But I think, Dean, you think about the culture and a lot of these guys, like how they grow up, some of the neighborhoods. You got to think about the players that the top recruits in high school athletes that you're recruiting. These guys are coming from very humble beginnings. So, you know, for them to go to someone like Deion's house, and I mean, what's the difference between you going to Deion's house or Rick Pitino bringing in strippers and, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. I mean Deion, going to Deion's house isn't nearly as bad.
Exactly. Yeah. So he can control what happens. He can kind of control, you know, what they do, what they see. And these guys, you know, they see, hey, this is something I want to aspire. I can have this one day if I do this. So, and, you know, he may not be, Colorado may not be there now, but I think within, you know, if he sticks it out, or he could be auditioning for, you know, another program. And maybe that's the scary part to a lot of these coaches, because he could end up at a Florida State or somewhere where he could really take
it. Well, the interesting thing is, once his sons are gone,
right,
will he stay? How long will he be at Colorado? I mean, we know there was talk about him maybe leaving this year. So,
yeah, I don't think.
Wow.
I know you're saying wow, double wow is what it's more like, Chris.
Wow. Because Kentucky had pulled within a point.
Did you see that shot, Rob G?
That's
a money shot. I mean, he's in the corner there, Chris, and that's a three. If he misses that.
Right.
Kentucky probably going to win. They'll probably win the game.
Now it's going to be
tough. Now it's down by four and no fouls. Even if they score two, you're still up there. That's a big time.
See, this is why Tom Izzo's like, we don't need no automatic bids for mid-majors.
Right. Calipari going to be singing that same tune. It should just be the Power Five. I'm sorry.
But his record the last few years, did you see what they say?
1-3.
1-3, Chris, in his last four tournament games.
Calipari?
Yeah.
That's why they talking about getting rid of him. And all of those years, they started out highly ranked in the preseason.
Chris, if they lose this, you gotta consider him to fire.
He might be gone.
Am I right? Come on, Oakland University, stop it.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. It just don't make sense. All right, John Kennedy Horn, Mike Tyson's former manager, around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, it was Mike Tyson's former manager, and now he's the host of the All Things Sports, Politics, and Entertainment podcast. We welcome in John Kennedy Horn. John Horn,
what's
how
up,
are you,
buddy?
Man?
Chris, my man, good to talk to you. You know you can get me at any time. You're one of the few people I will actually pick the phone up when I see your name.
But you are my man, brother. I'm going to be picking your brain as things go on. Go ahead. You want to say something to Rob?
But all due respect, for the first time, if you think I'm not going to say hello to the Godfather of Sports Radio, Rob Parker, you're out of your mind. Rob, how you doing, brother?
Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
See, you had to go overboard.
No, man. I love that. Come on, man.
No, John. No matter what, that's what I love about Rob, because you know you my man. Man, you go there all the time.
We cool, yes.
You know
yes,
that.
Yes,
Rob is the same all the time. That's all I ask of anybody.
He is
the same all the time.
My man, we appreciate
you. Right about that. All right, look, we know we could talk for an hour, but we only got about 8 minutes. So what is Mike Tyson doing?
Yes,
fighting Jake Paul, a freaking YouTuber, at 58 years old. What's up with this?
All right, now we're gonna try to make as much as we can out of these 8 minutes, okay?
Right,
but listen here, let me just say this from the top. Anybody who think Mike Tyson is fooling around, they're out of their mind. I've seen this coming a long time now, Chris. I mean, long time. It took years for me to start seeing this type of thing happen. And it actually started a little bit when he first announced he was doing an exhibition with Roy Jones. He had finally got around to being able to do it. Because first, you got to understand, Mike right now, in this time of his life, as he goes around the world and the people still love him, still give him love all the time, even though he lost to most of his big prominent contemporaries of his time, he get more praise and everything when he with them and more accolades and everything.
Absolutely.
He don't feel great about the way he ended his career, Chris. I know this. I don't have to ask him. I know what I'm seeing. You understand?
Yep.
So he's very disappointed with the way he ended his career. Ain't much he can do about that now. But anybody who really know Mike Tyson, who knows him, he don't halfway do anything. Mike don't be boxing just to get in shape, okay? When he started the exhibition with Roy Jones, the only reason it didn't go further, it had nothing to do so much with in the ring. He got over his back problem at that time, which just took him a while to get in that kind of shape, that decent shape. What happened was it was a Triller affiliation. He had whoever did his deal for him messed it up by putting him into a the next deal or so is with Triller. He didn't want to work with Triller no more. But Triller wasn't letting him out of deal. So that whole thing faded away. He's not going to come out and just say he's back to fight. He's going to fight two fights this year, fight two fights next year, and then hopefully some way he can fight for the title.
So you think that's what he wants to do?
Mike Tyson don't halfway do. Right now, what he want to do is knock Jake Paul's head off. That's what he want to do.
So you don't think this is quickly. So Roy, because I thought he might really seriously hurt Roy Jones, but it really wasn't a real fight, right? I mean, he wasn't really hitting him in the head. It was like they were just kind of out there having some fun.
Stealing
is
money.
Is that fair? Is that fair, my assessment? And then this one you're saying is not going to be an exhibition. This is going to be a real fight.
First of all, if you notice, it's not called an exhibition in any way. Okay, so you've got people trying to put it in some type of category, but the bottom line, and I'm going by Mike Tyson, the one I know, the one who I spent years with, the one who I studied, the one who I sacrificed my career for, life and everything for, the one who I spent days and nights with, the ones who I know who is with every conf- confrontation he had in his life for the 12 years in the prime of his life I spent with. I know that man. Mike Tyson does not like the way his career ended. In his mind right now, Mike was the youngest heavyweight champion of the world, and because he let so much go, didn't dedicate himself all the time the way he can't. Mike sees himself as being the oldest heavyweight champion. He can't say that yet, Chris. Nowhere near it. He has to let this thing play out.
But let's say this. He's almost 60 years old, and here's my issue with it all. Why should Mike Tyson let Jake Paul, a YouTuber, eat off of his legacy? That's the problem. That's the way I see it.
He don't see it that way. Okay, like for instance, when Wilder fought Fury in Las Vegas the last time, they had WBC had a big celebration for former heavyweight champion. And then he had Lennox Lewis there, Evander Holyfield, and Mike Tyson. And they brought them all to the ring right before the heavyweight fight, announced each one. They found Lennox Lewis first, then Evander Holyfield, and then standing outside the ring with the biggest applause was Mike Tyson. And Mike's very uncomfortable that situation. He lost big to both of those guys in his life. And the only other contemporary he never fought was Riddick Bowe. The guy with the biggest accolades, the real true challenge for him, who wasn't scared of him. He got to the point where he thought Mike was scared of him. His two biggest victories, for real, as far as competition is concerned, the two fights he had with Razor Ruddock. Spinks was never going to be a challenge for Mike Tyson. He did exactly what he was supposed to do to him. Now, getting to today, Mike Tyson doesn't know how to really redeem himself in the way he's satisfied with. So when you see Mike Tyson kind of shape, and he's posting these things, and these snapshots of him, these flicks and so forth while he's training. And right now, you've seen him starting to train for this fight. He's in better shape right now than he ever was in the last two fights of his career. If you go to the ring, when he was talking in the ring, his last fight with Kevin McBride, when he lost badly to somebody named Kevin McBride, you've heard him say, I just don't have it no more. I just have my heart in it no more. He's bloody, he's beaten up and everything else. That Mike Tyson is dead. Mike Tyson has realized after these 2 years how much he gave away of his career. He does not like the way he left it. So you see Mike coming into this fight now, in shape already. Mike is physically in shape as best he can be right now. His boxing skills are going to be polished as best they can be by fight time. But whatever happens in that ring, I'm not confused at all. Mike Tyson means business. He's hoping for the best result because he can knock anybody out. But Mike's 57 years old. He'll be 58 by fight night. But there's exceptions to everything. Mike is not no regular 58-year-old who ain't never been in that ring. There ain't never been no 58-year-old trying to do what Mike Tyson do. So I think there's exceptions in every category of whatever somebody is doing. There's exceptions.
All that said, I mean, if Tyson is this serious, it's a real fight. I mean, how you see this thing going?
If somehow this fight goes past 4 or 5 rounds, and Jake Paul is looking like he's putting some flurries on Mike or making Mike look bad, and you can easily see Mike fading back and once again like he was in that ring the last fight he ever had with Kevin McBride, you can start seeing him say, I'm done with this. I'm really done. But if Mike doesn't go in that ring and he looks good for 1 or 2 rounds and knock Jake Paul out, man, y'all might as well get ready for the next one.
Well, I could see, I mean, even though it's just Jake Paul, right?
I think Mike Tyson's going to get knocked out. John, I think he's going to get knocked out, Tyson.
Hey, Rob, let me say this. If y'all think Jake Paul is just a YouTuber or whatever, he may have started out that way. Jake Paul's been fighting professionally now for some years. Even before he fought his first fight. And I can see he's gotten better. I'm not saying he got no business in no ring with no real heavyweight champion, former heavyweight
champion. That's what I'm saying, okay.
I don't know nothing about that. But I'm telling you, give Mike no credit at all if he knocks this guy out.
Let me ask you this. If Tyson knocks him out, I agree with you that if he wants to keep fighting, he'll get big name fights pretty quick. Would you agree with that?
Oh, what do you mean? All of them would love to fight him right now because he's still the biggest draw. He's going to draw more than anybody. And don't get me wrong, Mike wants that money. Mike needs that money and he wants that money. But it's not, in my mind, is not at the top of his list.
All right, let me ask you this real quick, though. Let me ask you this here, John. What happens if Tyson gets knocked out by him? How does that affect his? How does that affect his legacy and how people look at him? We still haven't seen.
That's what he's risking. Okay. Rob. All he knows is he don't like the way it is now. He knows it can be further tarnished. You understand? He knows, but he's not comfortable. He goes everywhere. He's still a top recognized person wherever he goes. But he knows he let people down in the way he committed and dedicated himself. And he should have been. We had conversations about this all the time. I always told him, as long as you win in that ring, you can get away with a lot of this craziness you're doing, a lot of this stuff. You know, when he go to his go to line, F you, get out of here, blah 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 blah. Then the next day, come back and apologize. But I know what he's going through right now. He doesn't like it at all. Mike, he can't stand. He even bowed a little bit to Holyfield with all that chumming up to him after what they've been through. And all, that's all an act. That's all an act. Though that means nothing. That's more convenient for Mike than it is for Holyfield or anybody else.
Quickly, John, before you go, we are about 30 seconds for your answer. When did Tyson stop really training hard? Like, when in his career did he stop, you know, really, because I felt like I saw differences in him even before he lost to Buster Douglas.
Chris, I'm going to make this as quick as I can. And it's not hard for anybody to listen. You can't be training from the time you're 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, 6 days a week, and can't leave town because you ain't got no money and nothing else to eat if you leave town. You understand? As opposed to being a heavyweight champion of the world with all the money at your feet, private planes, girls everywhere, you can get them wherever you land in the world, and you're training 2-3 weeks before a fight when you least should be in there for 8 weeks. That's all you need to know. To understand the difference between Mike Tyson early and Mike Tyson late. And trust me when I tell you, no one's more responsible for that than Mike Tyson's negligence. And he knows it.
All right.
That's great stuff, thanks, John Horn. We're going to get on the horn in the next few days, me and you, and just, just talk.
And we'll have you back on when Tyson gets knocked out of the ring, okay?
Robin, as the fight nears, you coming back on. Anytime you call, Rob. As long as they got you there, I got you, brother.
All right, my man. Appreciate you.
All right, John. Thank you, man. John Kennedy Horn, Mike Tyson's former manager. All right, Rob. We got to talk Calipari.
Yeah, no, Chris. That's next. We have to.
Keep it light. A couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, we are wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special, including you? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24-hour day, 7-day a week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means is you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Rob, Kentucky, the 3 seed, ousted by 14th seeded Oakland, 80-76. And John Calipari,
The most overrated college basketball coach ever, Chris, for real. The talent that they've had at Kentucky, one championship, and just embarrassing losses year after year. Like, Chris, what is this?
It's unbelievable. Rob, the last 3 years, so two years ago, they were started the season ranked 4th in the nation.
Yep.
And went out early, went out in the second round of the tournament. All right. This year, they started the season ranked 16th. Okay, not quite as high. But they go out in the first round to the 14th seed. So, I think he's in trouble.
I do, too. I think this could be it for Kentucky, for him in Kentucky.
Yep.
Absolutely, Chris. I think the time has come. If I'm the AD and I'm the school president, Chris, and we're paying this guy a gazillion dollars, like, I don't know what he makes. He makes a lot of money.
This is his 15th year.
He's been there too long. One championship with all the players that have gone through Kentucky? Oakland where, Chris? It ain't even Oakland, California. Most people just saw them lose to the Oakland Golden Grizzlies are like, what school is that? Oakland right. Where? It's Oakland, Michigan, Chris. And guess what? It's Oakland County, which is outside of Detroit, which is Wayne County. I lived in Oakland County. My house is in Southfield, Michigan. Crazy, Chris. Crazy.
Yeah.
Good for Greg Campy. 40 years at Oakland.
No, good for him. But he ain't the story. The story is John Calipari, and I'm sorry.
John Calipari, sorry. That's how that.
Man, I mean, come on. What are we talking about? Rob, and we can talk about Memphis. It's a lot of things that go into losing a championship. But you remember at the end of that game when who hit the shot? What's his name? He used to play for the Heat, the guard, to beat him from Kansas. Yeah, Mario Chalmers.
Chalmers, yeah.
And why not foul?
Yep.
That's coaching,
Chris.
That's coaching.
That's coaching. You can't allow him to make that shot. Foul him. Like some of these things that go on, it's inconceivable, Chris. I'm serious, right? We watch these games. We're not even coaches. right?
There already was heat on John Calipari. And I get it. There's heat on him all the time because it's a big program that they expect a lot out of. But they expect a lot out of him because they get, I don't know if this is exactly true, but they get, I'll just say, a lot of NBA players. You know, guys that are going
one
to be
year
in
the didn't NBA. Have five in the first round drafted in the first round.
Yeah, and they got one championship.
One.
Sorry. It's just
in 15 years.
And this is, Rob, this is what we all love about March Madness. But Oakland don't need to go too far.
Oh, this is the
I know
problem,
that's your
Chris.
Guy.
No,
I know that's your guy, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I hear you. People aren't rooting for Oakland past this. Right. Okay, you had your day in the sun. Okay, get all lost right now.
It's the Odd Couple. We out. See you tomorrow. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox